Choose joy. A famous comic once said, "We should send all the Christians to the front line in war. They can't wait to get to heaven anyway." Why is that? Perhaps it's because we know that this evil world of mixed emotions is not our final destination, and we are homesick. We won't have to deal with sadness, broken hearts, lies, deceit, loss, or betrayal when our tour of duty here is done. It will be pure joy when we get home. But are you aware of the call to live that way now, with joy, no matter your situation? Always be joyful. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. The word does not add when things are going the way you want or when someone gives you a special gift. The word simply says, always be joyful. Some of you may say, easier said than done, you don't know my situation. However, Father didn't leave us on our own with that command. He left the instruction manual to direct us. Unload your burden on Adonai, the Lord, and He will sustain you. Psalm 55:23 in the CJB, 22 in most others. It may feel like a long and difficult trip to get to Him, but you don't have to drag your load up the mountain because Jesus is with you in the valley. Stop where you are. Look inside yourself where you find Him waiting. Throw all your anxieties upon Him because He cares about you. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Feel the lightness as He willingly accepts your load. And then accept the peace of true joy as the swap is completed. As your burdens begin to mount again, check your schedule. God is calling you to a swap meet where you will find rest for your soul and no fear on the front line. This is the day Adonai has made, a day for us to rejoice and be glad. Psalm 108, verse 24. Don't let the enemy's stumbling blocks be your downfall today. Let the arms of Father catch you as you laugh in the enemy's face.